It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner can be heard each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10, live from the lobby of Community First Credit Union in Albia, or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. It's time now for the Coach's Corner. And here's today's host, live from Community First in Albia, Joe Miller.
And to prove it, I've got no one.
Get ready for a good time with Alan Jackson. Same night, same tickets. Gary Allen. Sunday, August 18th at 8 p.m. Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Three-time Entertainer of the Year. The incomparable Alan Jackson. One night loaded with favorites. Alan Jackson and Gary Allen. Together in concert. Sometimes I think I get off on pain. Sunday, August 18th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. A night of real country.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
With Alan Jackson. His latest album, 30 Miles West, available now. Reserve seats on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets and the Iowa State Fair ticket office. More info at iowastatefair.org or at alanjackson.com. Jackson.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Brett Leshin, number 12, right-handed batter. He's hit 5 home runs on the year. Right now, an extra base hit's all he needs. Swing and a miss for a strike.
That was almost a bomb.
Yes, I thought he did too, Randy. He started to go, and then it was big hesitation. Then there's the throw, and Gray back in. Well, I'll tell you, Lang's got a good move, doesn't he?
That is a good move.
So Gray's got a good look at it right here. He's still got a big lead. And he throws over again, and Gray back head first. Maybe he'll throw one of those away. But I don't think you want to get any bigger lead than you've got now. Boy, he is really daring Lang. The pitch bounces one, and Gray's going to second.
Oh, that's in the dugout.
And the ball is in the dugout, I believe.
They should give him 3.
He should be going to third on that. Are they going to say no? He was already almost at second when it went in.
Wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. He'll be at second still. Ball did go in the dugout, and they're going to keep him at second.
He should go to third if it went in the dugout.
He should, and I believe that went in the dugout. Let's see here.
It must not have.
We can't see that from where we're at, so apparently it just stopped at the edge.
They're
going to get it.
Boyd's asking about it.
Boyd's asking Cotton, the first base umpire. Gray was probably 5 feet off the bag at second.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
He should have got third. He should still get the extra base.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They didn't give it to him. Well, let's end it here anyway. Leshin, you've got 1-1, base hit.
Must not have gone in there.
I've said this before. You would think we would score on a base hit, but I think this will do it if he can get one through here. Runner at second. 2 out. Brett Leshin, 1-1 pitch from Lang. There's a chopper up the middle. Could be trouble. He boots it. They're going to bring Gray. Here he comes, and they're going to get him at the plate, and that's the 4th Albia runner out. Unbelievable. Albia has lost 4 runners at home plate tonight.
Come on, Austin. Get him going.
Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball hit by Luce, the shortstop. He's up with it. Long throw. 1 down. Boy, that shortstop. Hadaway is something else over there. 1 down, and here is Gabe Grabert. Grabert had a base hit his last time up there and looked like it was going to be a game winner. But we lost a runner at the plate trying to score on that. We've lost 4 tonight. And in a 1-1 game through much of the evening, I don't have to tell you how big that's been. Grabert, high fly ball down to the left field line. Might get down. It does. It's going to go to the corner. The left fielder's up. He's going to have to hurry. Grabert's headed for third. Here comes the throw. It's not a time. It's a triple for Gabe Grabert. And that's the tying run. Holy cow, Grabert hit one down the left field line. The left fielder raced for it, couldn't get it. It went deep into the corner. And I'll tell you what, if that had been anybody else, like Leshin, that would have been an inside-the-park homer. But Grabert has done it again. He's got a triple. Here's Osing now with a chance to tie this up with 1 out.
And they're going to bring that infield in so close, all he has to do is smack it.
Osing just has to set on a pitch and punch one through. Grabert at third. And he's got to get a decent lead in case that ball gets by, too. Osing's up there. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Boy, you know Lang is going to really heat it up here for them now. Sanders is on deck. This is the key batter right here, Griffin Osing. Boy, Grabert's done all he could to win this game tonight, hasn't he?
He's been great.
The pitch. There's a chopper. Foul, strike 2, and Griffin's in the hole 0-2. Oh, my gosh. Albia struck out 18 times tonight. You've got to put the ball in play here somewhere. I'd like to see him hit the ball on the right side through the hole here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just barely got a piece of that. Still 0-2. Albia has a tying run at third, 1 out. Bottom of the 13th, North Polk leads it 2-1. Gabe Grabert has done all he could to keep Albia in this ballgame all night long. Here's the pitch. There's a chopper. They're not going to make it, and Grabert is out at the plate. Oh, my golly. And that's 2 out, and that is the 5th Albia runner cut down.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Alvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Hello everybody, Kelly Bryan here. I'm the owner of KB Zone Auto in Ostaloosa. Sam and I are excited to tell you about our grand opening event going on now at our facility at 214 Highway 432 across from the Frosty Udder. This special is going on now until August 3rd. Stop in and register for our daily gift giveaways, and in celebration of the grand opening, with every qualified purchase, we are giving away a $400 meat bundle furnished by Hy-Vee. That's right, $400 of grilling and cooking pleasure on meat. For more information, stop in, give us a call, or go to our website, kbzoneauto.com.
Hi folks, this is Linda. Thanks for stopping by the Monpa Convenience Store on Highway 65 and 34. Come on in. Got plenty for you to eat, plenty for you to drink.
The Monpa Convenience Store. It's the place where folks meet for food, refreshment, and to catch up on what's new in the neighborhood. Monpa C Store is open 7 days a week. Their summer hours are 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the junction of Highway 34 and 65.
Stop back soon.
Save big at Menards with an 11% rebate on everything in the store. Receive an 11% rebate on everything from the front yard to the back to everything in between, making it the perfect time to build your dream deck with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking, or add beauty and privacy to your yard with cedar fence panels also on sale. Good through Sunday, August 4th. Save big with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
And welcome back to the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. We're at a Community First Credit Union on this Saturday morning, and it's good to have along, as we have several times this season, Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Charger baseball team in state action earlier this week. And what a thrill to be able to go to Principal Park, Jake, all the fans, and just being able to play on that field. It must have been a thrill to be there.
Hey, Joe, yeah, it definitely was. And just looking up in the stands and seeing the sea of red that we had, and Kappa Sheridan made the trip, it was just amazing. And I think for most of the guys, they've never got to experience just the sound, even sound the crowd, you know, the roar from having an enclosed stadium like that, just sounds so neat, and it's something I think they'll remember forever. But yeah, it was just a blast, and hopefully we'll be back there soon and can enjoy it again.
Well, we're going to talk about that because you do have quite a few returners coming back next season, and it was a thrilling season all in all, with all the different victories and the few losses you had along the way. But you know, Coach, I happen to think and mention this to Rich Grimes, who was doing the play-by-play, that you had to be one of the youngest coaches to make it to state. I don't know if that's ever was documented or not, but as a coach, you get the thrill of victory, and you also get the agony of defeat, and there was no other agonizing game than that one that we had the other night.
Yeah, that's definitely right up there, if not the one of the toughest ones to swallow in my lifetime, playing-wise or coaching-wise or anything, but you know, it's baseball. It is what it is, and I don't know why I like the game so much, but I do. It can be such a brutal game sometimes, and you know, we feel like, and I know I've had several coaches tell me that, you know, we played like the best team, and we were the best team on the field for about six or more innings out of the game, and it makes it tougher to swallow when you feel like you're the best team on the field that night and that you played better, and somehow didn't come out on top, and I'm just so proud of our guys. I feel like we definitely belong there this year, and we were one of the best eight teams, if not, you know, one of the best couple there this year. And I know the guys took it really hard, but they have nothing to be ashamed of, and they played great. Just barely came up short there, and just a great season overall. And I think the guys just did a lot for our program too, just as far as taking kind of the next step, and then I guess maybe the next hump after. Fun is to actually get up there and then, you know, win a game the next couple of years this year, and still hasn't ever won a game at the state tournament. That's kind of the next stump to get over, but right now I'm just so proud of the guys for what they accomplished this year.
And we're on with Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. And coach, you know, it's a little bit of deja vu, only that you were on the wrong side of the field. If you recall that Centerville game late in the season with the two-out rally where the Chargers came back to beat Centerville, and that's really what got you at Principal Park. The Chargers were up 4-1 in command, really, all game long. Excellent base running, excellent fielding all game long, but it was 4-1 going into the bottom of the seventh inning, and it was a two-out rally, actually, for Clear Lake. And why don't you tell us, take us through that step. We're going to actually listen to the end of that game right now. Scotty's got it queued up, and let's play that right now.
4-2 ball game. Sheraton's out hit Clear Lake 8-5. Bases loaded. The Lions have the bases loaded. There are two out. Tying and even the potential winning runs on for Clear Lake. Jordan Boffman trying to close it out for the Chargers here. Get them in the semis on Friday at 2 o'clock against Harlan or Dallas Center Grimes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a shot out and to right. That might get down. Oh, my golly.
It's over his head.
This game is going to be tied. And the concern now is Clear Lake may win it. And they do. Clear Lake has just won this ball game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is an understatement.
A dramatic come-from-behind win by Clear Lake.
Jake, take us through those waning moments and really what happened as the wheels fell off.
Well, can't do this to me, can't you, Jeff?
It's therapy, Jake. It's your therapy.
I don't know about that. I'm still waking up every morning and thinking about it. But there's nothing. Definitely nothing I would do different personally. You know, we made the same decisions we've been making all year. We put our senior pitcher on the mound, Jordan, and he's done fantastic all year long. And we've done everything we did all year long. Charlie pitched a great game, and unfortunately they, somehow squeaked a couple across. You know, Jordan left a couple pitches up maybe, but he made a pitch at the end there that was good enough to get the guy out. And just got a tough read on the ball, and just didn't make the final play, and, it is what it is. Definitely nobody's fault. It's a team effort. We had a lot of chances, during the game to expand our lead, too, with a big hit or two or getting a bunt over and things, and, so we missed some opportunities earlier, too. It's a seven-inning game, not just a one-inning game, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, but yeah, definitely don't regret. I would give it to Jordan Boffman every time in that situation, just like we have been all year. And I always have confidence in him, and I would never ever second guess giving the ball to him because he's about the best competitor we have on the team, and wants the ball in that situation. And I believe he was on the mound to clinch our conference championship. He was on the mound against Centerville to clinch the game you talked about. He was on the mound to clinch our sub-state game. So definitely have absolutely no second guessing there. And it's just, unfortunately it's the same in major leagues. You just can't always, win every one in those situations, no matter how many you do before that. And it's always the last one you remember, but there's no reason to dwell on that one because there's so much good things before that, but I don't know if that explains anything.
Well, Coach, tell me, it was a shocker that triple into the outfield brought in three runs and basically ended the game on a sudden death hit. to the outfield. What I know your players were shocked, fans were shocked, but what do you tell your players? I mean, they do, you know, the players look to the coach for inspiration all season long, and, you know, they're probably all looking at you like looking for some words of encouragement or wisdom or something. What do you tell your kids after a shocking loss like that?
Boy, to be honest with you, Joe, that's the worst thing about being a coach is those situations. That's the thing I like the least, and that whole experience is just new for me, and it's new for our players, and you know, they whisk you away, you know, about 2 minutes after the game and send you up to a media area, and you have a couple TV cameras, you know, in your face about 2 feet away from you, and you just really don't have much time to even think, and that's just, I definitely wasn't ready for that, and I think we'll learn, you know, hopefully for better for the next time, but then to have to walk in the locker room, you know, probably 10 minutes after everybody else, after finishing up the media stuff and seeing the guys is definitely one of the toughest things I've had to do, and it's something I don't hope to do too often, but, you know, you have to sooner or later, and there's really not much you can say. I don't even recall everything I said because it was pretty somber mood in there. I just remember having the trophy there, though, and reminding the guys that, you know, this is only the third one in the trophy case in the high school. There's not too many of those, and it's just something to be proud of, and just that they earned everything this year, and, you know, just also thank them for buying into what the staff's trying to do, and also just thank them for just a great season. I personally have never had a season like this playing-wise, you know, or coaching-wise, and they just tried to, you know, tell them thanks, and you know, there's not much else you can say at that point, because I know in my heart of hearts it's going to take a few days for them to get past it, you know, and I think that's starting to happen now. We have our team banquet Tuesday night, which I think will help a lot, so we can mm-hmm. celebrate all of the good things. We've got players that have got a ton of awards and things, so I have a feeling we'll realize just how much we accomplished this year.
Very good. Well, Coach, again, congratulations on an outstanding season and what you've done there at Sheraton in the short time that you've been there, and such a young coach, and you've really taken that team to heights that they've never been before. And let's talk about next season real quick, because you do lose some seniors, but you return a lot of kids that have had a lot of playing time and that have seen success in Sheraton.
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I haven't had a whole lot of time to even think about next year. But, you know, I would say, we definitely, you know, I expect us to be competitive again, and that's what I tell the guys. We had, you know, kind of had our final uniform turn and everything, but I just tell the guys, you know, hey, I expect to be competitive year in and year out, you know, and, that's all you can ask for is be competitive. And, you know, that hopefully that 20 to 25 win range is always a good starting point. And, you know, I feel like we can definitely reach that next year. We got a good nucleus coming back. You know, we lost a lot of offense. You know, that's the main thing we're going to lose. And then, you know, it's always hard to replace shortstop like Jordan Bachman. Just, you don't see too many of that are as good defensively as he is at that position. And, you know, but I don't see any reason why we can't be, you know, near the top of the conference again next year. You know, the thing that's tough is we only got one sophomore out for baseball. He's a really good one, and Charlie Palmer, who pitched the other night. And so we're going to, because we only have one sophomore out, you know, usually that natural progression is, you know, once they're done with their sophomore year, they're physically and mentally a little more ready to play varsity ball as a junior. And so next year we are going to need some of this year's freshman crop to step up maybe a year earlier than normally we would ask them to. And so I'm kind of looking, you know, for a surprise or two, but there's always a couple surprises, a couple kids that just, they grow and maybe really put a lot of work in the off season, and we're going to need a couple of those because there are going to be some openings, but I believe we can definitely be competitive again, and I think we're going to have another solid season.
Very good. Coach Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Charger baseball team, the successful baseball team earning a state berth, also winning the South Central Conference. Coach, congratulations once again. And I also want to thank you for being courageous and being willing to come on, not only every week, but especially this week, Coach. Kudos to you for being willing to step up to the plate, so to speak.
No problem. I would only do it for you, Joe.
All right. All right, Jake Schroeder. Yeah, Jake Schroeder's Sharon Chargers, and we'll be talking about them again in the coming months. For sure. We'll be back. We've got Coach Winger on deck. He's going to talk about wrestling camp and more when we continue on at the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country, KIIC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hey guys, Jessica here with Your Voice, powered by Community First Credit Union. Do you have questions about student loans or budgeting? Your Voice is a program for young adults to guide you through your finances while providing an innovative space you can share your thoughts and ideas. I'll be out and about in the community, so check us out at cfirstyourvoice.com. That's C1STYourVoice.com. And like us on Facebook for the latest blog updates and giveaways. Again, our website is cfirstyourvoice.com. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Danco Incorporated, located on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square, has shoes now in stock. Men's and women's, work boots, casual, running shoes, sandals, and athletic cleats. All brand names like Clarks, Asics, Adidas, Timberland, and children's shoes are coming soon. You'll be high-stepping when you shop at Danco Incorporated on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 and Saturdays 9 to 3.
Passing up a chance to see Dierks Bentley live? What were you thinking? Sunday, August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. It's time to get it on.
It's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
Putting the rowdy in the room, Dierks Bentley.
Tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more.
You know his music. Now come get close to the man.
She's gonna feel
Dierks Bentley
vibe.
With special guest Justin Moore.
Oh, baby, I just want you so pretty.
You get one hit after another. Sunday, August 11th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Dierks Bentley. Reserve seats on sale now through Ticketmaster outlets and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. More information at iowastatefair.org. Dierks Bentley. More info at Dierks.com.